producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Listen, winning that vote was never an issue. I was going to get the overwhelming number of, I had gotten 400 votes probably. Why do I want to make my members, Republican members, like walk the plank? Because they're going to get criticized at home by some who were, you know, who think that we ought to be more aggressive.
John Boehner bids adieu and says, listen, I didn't bail because I thought I wasn't going to win the speakership again. I certainly thought I would, but why should I make the rest of the Republican Party suffer? What do you think, America? That's where we start. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Who's going to replace John Boehner? We certainly know who's lobbying pretty hard for it. The dude from California, last name McCarthy, Congressman McCarthy. He's pretty popular and knows how to play the game. He's the House Majority Leader, Kevin McCarthy. And he's really running, lobbying to replace Boehner. He says, we can't ignore the differences that exist, but we can and must heal the divisions in our conference with work, time, and trust. And there is the million-dollar question. Is there a way to shore up the Republican Party, in other words? He says that's why he's running for Speaker of the House. That's why he wants support. Boehner took everyone by surprise, let's face it, on Friday. And still here we are at the beginning of the week kicking this Boehner thing around. Because he's done. I mean, he is done, period, with Congress. At the end of October, he's out of here. All that conflict, the back and forth with the Republican caucus. And, you know, they threatened to shut down the government, and that's what the threat is. And what do you think? Is it worth shutting the government down if Planned Parenthood isn't defunded? Do you think this is the course that will take place? Is this what will happen? Anyway, bottom line is Boehner suggested on Face the Nation, you heard a little snippet of Face the Nation there, that was his appearance, that he's going to push through top corporate priorities before leaving at the end of October. He said he didn't want to leave the successor a dirty barn. So at this point, it's unclear whether Kevin McCarthy, California, by the way, state lottery winner, who used his winnings to help bankroll a sandwich shop business. Did you know that? Would react if Boehner tried to push legislation opposed by the conservative members through the House before leaving. McCarthy said he opposes rechartering the Export-Import Bank, which is a top goal of business groups, of course, in D.C. We know that. But the federal shutdown, that's the deal. The funding bill expires. Right now, the Senate, the one that's the funding bill being considered by the Senate, would expire in December. So that does raise the possibility of another shutdown battle in less than 2 months. Here we go with the Band-Aids again. We have a Band-Aid Congress. That's what we have. As far as the whole Planned Parenthood thing, about 30 House conservatives say they're not going to support any spending bill that funds Planned Parenthood. So far, Daniel Webster from Florida got 12 votes in January against Boehner. He's the only other really possibility, or he's the other candidate anyway, that's announced for Speaker. But it doesn't seem as though he would get enough votes. It seems like McCarthy is the guy. McCarthy looks like the guy to get the top job. So how much will he bend to the wishes of a few of the party or not? This is what Boehner said. He said he couldn't do this anymore. So this is going to be interesting to watch this all play out. And it plays out while the march to 2016 goes on. Trust me, we've got information on that, because every single day it seems there's a poll, isn't it? How many polls are taken? It used to be a handful. Now it seems like 35 different polls. It's crazy. But whatever the poll, Donald Trump always still, even if it's just narrowly, comes out on top. It's, you just have to wonder, when does this end? When does this roller coaster ride end for him or no? And by the way, Trump is ending his Fox boycott. How about that? Yeah, he said he's going to go on a Riley show. Are you shocked? Of course not. So he's going to be on the O'Reilly Factor on Tuesday, 5 days after announcing he wouldn't be on the network in the foreseeable future. It's this on-again, off-again spat that's good for everybody. It's good for Trump, and it's good for Fox. And it all started with Megyn Kelly and the debate. And it took off since then. By the way, Trump was interviewed last Monday on the Record with Greta Van Susteren. But the next two shows, O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly's, had guests that were super critical of Trump's. So he complained on Twitter about what he saw as unfairness, and he was scolded for doing that by Greta Van Susteren, and that opened up everything else again. He must have like a hotline to Roger Ailes' office, because that automatically is what happens. Ailes throws out his 2 cents, or Fox says whatever their statement's going to be, and then Trump says it, but bottom line is he's going to be on O'Reilly. And it's not a shock, right? Somebody said to me, so if it really was Donald Trump, I was on somebody's show, somebody had me on their radio show, and they asked me, hey, who wins the Republican nomination if this happens this week? Well, it's Donald Trump. And who is the running mate for Donald Trump? And of everybody that's out there, the Ben Carsons, the Carly Fiorinis, etc., who do you think is the most obvious choice of the pack that we've seen? Now, it doesn't have to be somebody that's out there, but who is the most obvious choice? Think about it. Ted Cruz. It's got to be Cruz. He totally fits the other side of Trump. So if he's the front runner, if he really were the guy, wouldn't Ted Cruz be the other side of that or no? If you had to pick among the candidates who are running for press to be on the underside of his card, who would it be of all the people that you've seen debating, either at the kids' table or in the main stage? Who would you pick? Would it be somebody else? Would it be, and you know, because remember, the person has to want to be his VP, too. Ted Cruz, I think, smartly maneuvered himself into that situation by inviting him a couple of weeks ago for the rally that they had outside of Congress. And that was Ted Cruz heavily involved in that. All right, your thoughts, 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few here on ATN.
Hi, Peter Bacaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out ScoreBig.com.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2424, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2424.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up.
Coming up, the weekly re-rack here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. But before we go there, you can throw in your 2 cents. Who, if Donald Trump were the nominee, should he pick as his running mate? And let's just throw it out there. Maybe it's not somebody that we've already seen. It could be somebody completely different. 855-266-5283. Dan in Texas. Hello.
I'm glad I did what I did.
You did what you did.
I just was eating a beautiful chicken dinner that a friend of mine fixed for me. It was chicken fried rice and special sautéed chicken. It is so scrumptious. I was telling Ethan about it and broke his little heart. He hasn't had nothing to eat yet. I really feel bad about that. And I just got through with a mouthful, and I heard you, and I thought, oh, God, I get rid of this now. Kate's going to call me for sure, and sure enough, there you were.
Sweet!
Okay. Now, on the McCarthy thing, it doesn't matter who they nominate. Like I said last night, we're going to hold everybody's feet to the fire, all the people out there. The Republican Party doesn't seem to understand that we are their base. We of the Tea Party are the real movers and shakers out there. It isn't their usual little go-along-to-get-along crew that they've been playing up to all this time. No, we're in charge now, and we're going to make the decision, not them. Okay? So McCarthy can do that. Now, next thing is abortion. Why should we finance murder of children unborn? It is not just a piece of whatever inside a woman. It is a living creature. From the time that the sperm fertilizes the egg, that is a new life on its way. I don't give a damn how you slice it, whether it's a frog or a human being. They all work the same way. Now, let's see. On the running.
But wait a second. Here's the one thing. I get the thing about abortion, except for that, isn't Planned Parenthood also where people go to prevent all those crazy unwanted pregnancies?
We have every form of birth control out there that is made very, very cheap, and if they're too lazy to follow the procedure of getting it and using it, then they don't deserve to go and get a free ride at the taxpayer's expense just to kill a child. I'm sorry, Kate, but I don't mean to be sounding mean. It's just that this is really a sore subject with me. Okay, now, I think you are very, very, very astute in your hypothesis about Ted Cruz being the potential running mate for Donald Trump. I think that's the way it's going to shake out. And I think Trump is going to be surprising a lot of people. His tax plan, I think, will work. And his wall thing, I think, will work. I think his business acumen will steadfastly improve the entire nation with his ideas for getting us back to being a winner again and not just giving away the store. Militarily, he wants to have the biggest, strongest military in the entire world, and he hopes never, ever to use it. I think the man is going to do all right.
Yeah, but it depends on how he works with, it's what we're saying, holding Congress's feet to the fire. Absolutely, I think
there's
Cruz would be.
There's a thing called the bully pulpit that Reagan used real well, and we are out there in the world as his backup.
I agree. If there's people really, really backing up Trump, and I'll say this for sure, because I've said this a million times, why don't we mess with the corporate tax? You come back and you bring these jobs back, you get the better rate. That
Absolutely.
Totally makes sense. And that's so stupid. That's why half of the companies, honestly, left. If our corporate tax rate is outrageous.
And
so
that's why they haven't brought their money back.
Yes.
They can invest it in this country, they can invest it in Europe, and they get a deep thank you for investing in this country.
I mean,
you know, it's a no-brainer.
Yep.
Well, Dave, I know you're busy in a flea on a young pup, so I'll let you go, but I'll talk to you later, sweetheart.
You're getting back to your chicken. All right, Dan. So here's the thing. I agree. That's what with what he had to say about the taxes, because of the corporate, especially because of the corporate tax rate. It automatically, why that wasn't reduced, I don't understand. Because if that had come down to a normal level and you got pledges from companies to come back, I think they would. That was the number one thing that catapulted that drive to go to other places, because of course you could do things cheaper because the tax rate was crippling. So there are things in his plan that would work, provided, as I said to Dan, that he got the backup, because he's not king and we have three branches of government, especially the legislative branch, so that would be particularly important. It's like he said, he did the 60 Minutes interview with Scott Pelley where he kept saying, I get along with people. I know how to cut deals. I know how to do this. He kept saying, this is what I have to do. This is what I do. And does that business acumen, as Dan said, does that translate, or would it translate, into being the president of the United States? I mean, are we tired of these career politicians? As I've had this conversation, we had it with Grimm the other night, we're tired of the same people being in office. Term limits would eliminate some of the problems, I believe, that we have in D.C. Then we'd have a different kind of legislative system that would still be a democratic process, but people wouldn't get a lifetime of doing the same thing over and over again. They'd have a limited amount of time. It would make a big difference, because when you know your impact has to be swift and certain, you operate differently. Definitely. Under those parameters, versus it's all about getting reelected. Then half the time when you're in office, your focus is on being reelected, because the people around you have a vested interest as well, and that's what they're thinking about. So how you decide on legislation, what you get involved with, so much of that is weighted on, will this work with the people you represent? because we want to be elected again. And in one way, that theory makes sense. In another way, it doesn't make sense. And if we had those term limits, that would make a big difference. And I think it would make a big difference in the relationship that the president has with members of Congress. You know, it's interesting, too, in talking about who will be our next president, I saw the NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. Did you see that? And pretty much what they screamed there is if Joe Biden decides to run for president, he would be the most popular candidate in the race. Really? He'd be the most popular? According to the poll, Biden has a 40% favorability rating, while 28% view him negatively. So do the math, that's plus 12. Bernie Sanders, plus 10. Hillary Clinton, minus 8. When it comes to the Republicans, Ben Carson, plus 8. Carly Fiorina, plus 7. Donald Trump, minus 33, negative 33. So as Dan says, oh, Trump would be a great president, the wall would work, what he wants to talk about, what he's talking about with business, what he's talking about with the tax plan militarily, not wanting to have to use it, but having the biggest, baddest military we could possibly have. There are plenty of people who aren't buying it if he is at negative 33. And in a hypothetical matchup, Hillary Clinton, this is NBC, Wall Street Journal, in a hypothetical matchup, Hillary Clinton slaps Donald Trump silly, 49% to 39%. And if you look at the other Republicans, Carly Fiorina bests her, 45-44, and Carson, 46-45. Just Jeb Bush is 1 point below Clinton at 44. So Biden, on the other hand, would beat Bush 48% to 40%. How about that? It's just kind of fascinating to look at these numbers. And this came out NBC, Wall Street Journal. So think about it. Where do you think the Wall Street Journal leans? Where do you think NBC leans? And, you know, do the math and split the difference, I suppose. But it is pretty intriguing. All right, stay with us. Coming up, the weekly re-rack, a conversation with a woman who is fascinating, who unfortunately took a ride on an ATV that almost cost her her life.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold fish oil supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Tonight, very pleased to welcome to the show Donna Valentino. She's got a book out that I think will really make you think about every day of your life, honestly. She's a survivor of a brain injury that almost ended her life, and it's really an inspirational story of how you overcome some terrible adversity. Donna, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So let's go back to your brain injury. Tell everybody what happened to you.
Let's see, February 7, 2009, I was on a short little weekend trip with a new boyfriend. We were celebrating his birthday. We went to Rough Creek Lodge, which is in Texas, and it was a beautiful, sunny day. We decided to go on an ATV ride, and I only remember the first 5 minutes of it. We apparently crossed over quite a few cattle guards, which are very common there, and it was the last cattle guard that they hung a chain across it with no markings on it, and I didn't see it. So I ran right into it, and the ATV flipped up in the air, flipped me off, and then fell on the left side of my head. So I lay there with an open head wound while my boyfriend at the time, who unluckily had to witness this, was trying to dial 911, just trying to get help. And I was eventually airlifted off to Harris Methodist Hospital in Fort Worth. I spent 49 days in the ICU there. I have almost no memory of that at all. And then was transferred to Baylor Rehab in Dallas for 3 weeks of rehab. I do remember that. That wasn't fun times. It was very hard. I had to learn how to swallow again, because apparently I'd forgotten. Learn how to walk. Everything that I had to do, I remember thinking, wow, I had to teach my kids. I was there for them when they were learning how to walk, and I have to learn how to walk again. Very painful experience. Every day, 3 hours of rehab felt like an eternity. All I really wanted to do was sleep.
Wow.
But I was never going to get out of there unless I did my rehab. And that's pretty much what they told me, since I probably wasn't a real happy camper. I had a left arm that couldn't move at all, and I had double vision right away. Couldn't taste or smell food. And then from Baylor Rehab, I was transferred to Center for NeuroSkills, which is in Irving, and I spent 6 months there. That was pretty much getting me ready to go home and be able to fend for myself.
And when you went home to fend for yourself, what was that like? Because, of course, like you say, you're coming through this unbelievable experience, and now you still have to work on, I'm sure, skills and getting yourself feeling so-called normal again. What was that like, making that transition?
I was so excited to do that. I couldn't wait to go home. I walked into my house and saw pictures of my kids and all the things that meant so much to me, my furniture, all my little belongings, and I felt like it was just a gift that I was back in my house. Readjusting was probably the hardest part. I still have no dexterity really in my left hand, so things that I was able to do that were simple are no longer simple to this day. So accepting that has probably been the biggest challenge for me moving on, and it's been 6 years. And
wow,
still every day I get frustrated.
Yeah, so in the six years, what do you do to overcome that? Do you pump yourself up? Do you meditate? Do you tell yourself positive things? I mean, how do you, you know, people listening in these situations or even other situations that can learn from you, what do you do to get over that hump?
I basically tell myself, never give up. There are things I cannot do anymore, but there are other things that I can do now. And I just make adjustments to do things in a different way than I did before. I can still tie a shoe. That's fantastic. If I can chop onions, I just pray I don't cut off a finger. you just go into life every day. First of all, I'm grateful every day I wake up in the morning. That's a gift from God. I shouldn't even be here. I should have died in that accident. Or I should have been cognitively impaired. There are things that I've been given that definitely come from above. God wanted me here for a reason. I'm still here. So I live with that every day, thinking you are here for a purpose. And whatever your purpose you thought was the reason why you were alive was not the right reason. God has a different plan for me. And I believe that plan was to basically help other people who are going through the same struggles.
Yeah, so you've written a book, and in your book you talk about this. You talk about what you've gone through, what we just talked about there. And the book is Headstrong, Surviving a Traumatic Brain Injury Without Losing My Mind. I love that title. You can get it on Amazon. So in trying to help other people, what would you tell them when they have something that seems unbelievable to get through? Especially this kind of a brain injuries are horrible. And as you said, yours could have gone in even a worse direction.
And I have seen that worst direction. I'll just leave it at that. I've seen other people who don't fare as well. And you, five people could be in a room and all have the same accident and have five different results.
Oof.
And I think, yes, it's scary. The doctors told my son, who was 15 at the time, that he gave me a score of a 4 just to survive. So imagine your child coming home with that knowledge that my mom might not make it.
Ugh.
Okay, so that's a rough call for any kid to hear. And people, when they have an accident, they're not going to be happy campers. You're not going to sit there and go, oh, wow, this is the best thing that ever happened to me. I can say that now. It's been a couple of years, but I know that I didn't give up. I had that will to survive. and to move on and pick up the pieces and find something better. There's a reason why I'm still here. And I'm not sure that people, after having an accident, are ready to hear that. They don't probably really, really want to hear, oh, be patient, oh, give it time. They're in a situation that nobody wants to be in.
Right.
Well, I can't do this anymore, and, well, I can't do that anymore. Well, you know what? I understand. And sometimes I think it's easier for them to hear from someone who's been through it than from somebody who has no idea what you're talking about.
The and, you know, you talked about being on the ATV and that you didn't see the cattle chain that was across. And you probably know this story. Swimmer Amy Van Dyke in Rowan was in an ATV accident where it left her paralyzed. And she was an Olympic gold medal athlete. And it was just one of those freak things, too, as well, where in her case it had to do with a curb and falling off of a curb. And this just happened last year, and she has this positive attitude and has learned to do other things around it. But when you look at ATVs, do you think they're dangerous?
It's a good question. I've been asked this before. They probably are. I don't blame the ATV. Okay, the ATV really was not at fault here. So would I get on another one? No. Would I tell someone else to get on one? I would encourage them not to. People think they're invincible. Oh, I'm going to get on this ATV. I'm going to have a good time. I felt that way. Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything wrong. Someone hung a chain that wasn't marked. So it was meant to happen for a reason. I wouldn't get on an ATV again. And I know Amy's story. And I'll tell you what, when I hear people like Amy, I have actually written down people's names, because when I listen to the news every night, and every night you hear the same bad things, who got murdered, robbed. When I hear a story like Amy's, I light up. That just lights me up. You know why? She survived. Why did she survive? Why did she beat the odds? Other people in her position who have gone through similar things, wouldn't they want to hear that too? Wouldn't you want to be encouraged rather than beaten down?
Yeah, absolutely. I met her about 5 months before that accident, and she's such a glowing, positive person that I wasn't surprised that the way that she immediately took to, okay, this is a challenge and one I'm gonna roll through this, and she has. It's just been, you're right, her story is incredibly encouraging, as yours is too. When you move forward, I mean, that's the key, isn't it? Isn't it moving forward and not thinking about the past?
You need to move forward, and I think that having a positive attitude in life in general, which I am, I'm a happy person by nature, and I've always been positive. I try and remove negative things that are around me, negative people. I don't want to be around negative people. You know why? They're drag. Why would I want to be around your negativity when I'm looking up? I want to move forward, and I'm going to find a way to move forward. I'm going to do it. I'm going to overcome it. I'm going to circle around it. I'm going to drive through it. Somehow, I'm going to get to the next stage in my life through determination.
Yep, well said. Perfect place to end this. Pick up the book, Headstrong, Surviving a Traumatic Brain Injury Without Losing My Mind, Donna Valentina. Donna, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Manifested in the dead, developed in the womb, born out of a moon belly, first day of doom, crying out like you wanna be put back in.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology.
trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Testing, testing, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing. Yes. You can't turn me off. Daniel, you've got to listen to me now.
Am I?
I think by now everybody knows how passionate I feel about space exploration for a multitude of reasons. We've had him on a bunch, and he's always fun to talk to, and I am passionate, really, about this program, this idea of going to Mars for sure, not making an idea, making it a reality. Chris Carberry joins us now with Explore Mars. You can go to exploremars.org. He is the CEO. Hey, Chris, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you? Thanks for having me on again.
I'm excellent. And, you know, we're thick into this political season that seems to never end. And it's an interesting question, and you wrote about it. And we're going to talk about The Martian, the movie coming up, and all that kind of stuff. But how are the politicians? Because I haven't even paid attention to this. I've paid attention to some of what they're saying, but I guess I have a hard time finding it because they don't talk about it very much. But where do the politicians stand when it comes to the exploration of Mars and just space in general?
In general, you know, we've heard a few of the candidates have been asked about, you know, whether they support human missions to Mars or space exploration in general. And a number of them have given broad answers saying they're supportive, or others have been skeptical. And so it's hard to really differentiate at this point in time. It's early on in the campaign, even though it seems like it's been going on forever. we still are pretty early on. But, you know, it is our hope. We're going to be speaking to all the candidates. Make sure, you know, I think the key thing is making sure they have all the facts. And I think that's the biggest obstacle to us actually achieving the goal of getting humans to Mars, is making sure, you know, our elected officials and the general public understand the facts, that we can actually afford this. This wouldn't require major increases in the NASA budget. And technologically speaking, we can get this done. But we need political sustainability. We need to make sure when the next president comes in, they don't all of a sudden hit the reset button again, and we kind of scratch everything we've been working on and start something new. So we have to show them we have a good policy in place, but it still needs to be fleshed out. We still need to make sure we fill in all these gaps to show how we're actually going to achieve this exciting goal.
Yeah, and well said. How do we achieve it? Now, in the area of trying to achieve it, there's some big moments coming up, actually, for NASA. One of the ideas is figuring out, you know, where, what the mission's going to look like. In other words, landing spots. There's a workshop about that at NASA. Explain that. I didn't realize this was coming up.
Yeah, this is very exciting, and this is the first time they've ever officially done this, as far as I know, actually having a workshop, bringing in folks from the space community, but also broadening it beyond there to talk about when we land on Mars, where would be the ideal locations to land humans, you know, and talking about a whole bunch of issues, because there are a lot of issues, you know, places where, of course, it's safe for them to land. We can't land them in the middle of a canyon, but also where it's close enough to scientists. Typically interesting locations, you know, to kind of be able to figure out, look at the geology, look at the potential for past or present life, but also, very important, you know, try to figure out if people can actually live on Mars for any extended period of time. So all these factors are going to come into play with, as we're at this workshop, trying to figure out maybe the top 10 candidates, you know, right now. And it's important, even though human missions to Mars might be 20 years off, it's actually not too early, because as we kind of settle on this list, you know, NASA and other players are going to want to look at, so, okay, based on this list, what do we need to be doing with our architecture, but also with precursor science missions, you know, so it'll help us direct a lot of the missions coming up to really focus it towards, you know, these landing sites and what we need to do, what we need to understand. So it should be very interesting, and once again, it's a first, as far as I know, at NASA.
Yeah, and so if all this comes together, let's say in the perfect world, when could we possibly see these missions happening? Like 2030, sometime in those years, or what does it look like?
Yeah, most thinking these days is that we will land in the 2030s. Yeah, you know, we've been pushing, mm-hmm. Explore Mars has been pushing to get it done by the early 2030s. But, you know, we've heard a number of different concepts of landing in the mid to late 2030s. But the longer we push it off, I think, the less likely we're actually going to achieve it, because that's an awful long time to keep a program going. So I think if we need to push a little harder, get a little more urgency in this planning to find a way to speed it up a bit, so it's no later than the early 2030s. But generally speaking, most plans are thinking in that time frame right now.
Yeah, how much we finally have this happening now. The Martian is coming up, and it's going to be in theaters next week. And so I would assume that that's also going to help fuel the fires, fan the flames, if you will, help for this whole idea of Mars and making it a reality. Do you feel that way?
I do. You know, it's just a movie, so we don't want to push it too far. You know, it is a piece of science fiction, so none of us will say that the movie The Martian is going to get us actually motivate our mission to Mars, but it's a great opportunity to open this discussion at a very pivotal time. And unlike, I have never seen any movie get the support from NASA that this movie is getting, because unlike previous movies, which were actually far more far-fetched, this one's also aligns very well with our current space policy, which is to get humans to Mars. So I think it's a great chance to look at it and talk about, you know, what the realistic possibilities of achieving this mission, because this is an achievable goal. Hopefully we won't strand an astronaut on Mars like in The Martian, but, you know, the overall mission concepts are actually much more realistic than many, many previous space movies we've seen in the past.
Yeah, no kidding. It's interesting. I don't know if we've ever had this discussion, maybe when we first talked, but what fuels your passion for Mars?
You know, there are a lot of things, but, you know, interestingly, of course, I'm excited about the science, figuring out if there's ever been past or present life there, and whether we can have humans there. But one of the things that actually has driven me even more so is the ability for the space program, particularly going to Mars, to inspire the public, to raise our national morale. We We have had a national morale problem for the last few years in the country. People think that we're falling behind, that, you know, other countries are passing us by. But I think this is one of the things we can do. It's not a huge percentage of the federal budget that can really, if we do it right, can just inspire the country, boost our national morale, and that's not just important for space exploration. That can affect our economy, our overall national, you know, morale, how we feel about ourselves. Anybody watching the stock market knows, you know, the economy and the stock market are largely based on psychology, how we feel about the country and the direction we're going. So I think it has the power to, if we do it right, have a much more dramatic impact on the country than just, you know, just going to Mars and exploring, which are also important in themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. So I was thinking about this the other day, too, as I've met plenty of astronauts in my life. The astronauts that would be on these Mars missions, we haven't met them yet, maybe, right?
No, we haven't met them, but they are probably alive today. That's one of the exciting things. We kind of call, and there's a new group called this also, but we call them the Mars Generation. The people who are going to walk on Mars are almost certainly walking around now. They probably are actually in stool, you know, right now, but they're, you know, they're here on this Earth in all probability. You know, we'll probably, there might be some that are actually at NASA now, but they, by the time we get there in 20 years or so, they're going to be, you know, quite a bit older, but we probably haven't met them yet.
Yeah, I think it's just so fascinating to me, the whole idea of when this is going to happen and all that. One last one, Chris, because this is always intriguing to me. Unfortunately, you know, we would have had this happen in the 80s, and who knows how many people would have been able to do it, but taking civilians and taking them up in the space program, you think that we're going to realize that in our lifetime?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Maybe not with the space program itself, but with all these commercial players. It's been a little slower than everybody would have preferred. And maybe back in the 80s when they were talking about having, you know, tourism on the space shuttle, that was a little bit too ambitious. But there are numerous companies out there right now that are trying to start space tourism. And while it's been taking a lot longer than they had hoped and we'd all hoped, I think we're finally going to get there this decade. So I think it'll start growing, and the price will come down as they perfect the technology and they get more demand. So I think we'll all have some interesting prospects for going up into space in the next 10 to 20 years.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's going to be fun to watch how that all unfolds. All right, so check it out, ExploreMars.org, CEO Chris Carberry. Thanks so much, as always, for coming on America Tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again.
M1ZK, knocking over competitors and couple companies successfully, starting rocket motors to continue flight over the tech step, Mars, 35 million miles.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.